KQED.
Also wrapped in the debate about sanctuary cities, the death of Katherine Steinle. She was killed while strolling on the San Francisco waterfront. President Donald Trump has cited it repeatedly as an example of violence committed by undocumented immigrants protected by so-called sanctuary cities like San Francisco. KQED's Alex Emsley is in the studio, and he joins us as those arguments come to a close in this case. Good morning, Alex.
Hi there.
What are some of the most important undisputed facts about this case?
I think the most important one is that the bullet ricocheted about 12 feet from Jose Ynez Garcia Zarate and traveled another 78 feet before it hit Katherine Steinle. The defense's experts have said that's an impossible shot to do on purpose. You can't bounce a bullet off of a pier intending to hit somebody very far away.
Prosecution says that this proves murder. How do they make that case based on those set of facts?
Right. And in their closing argument yesterday, the lead prosecutor, Diana Garcia, really tied their argument together that the defendant intended to fire this shot. She told the jury that this guy wanted to shoot someone, that it gave him this sense of power. They do have to deal with the fact that the shot was a ricochet. It was fired from low to the ground. So she offered an explanation to that, that he was kind of trying to hide the gun. He didn't want anybody to see him fire because he didn't want to get caught, and did what the prosecution's expert called jerked the trigger, pulled on the trigger too hard, harder than you would need to fire accurately and cause the muzzle of the gun to dip down during the shot, causing the bullet to fire lower than intended, but still eventually hitting its target.
And I imagine the defense is having some thoughts that this sounds an awful lot like the magic bullet theory of the JFK assassination. I mean, this is, you shoot it up, it bounces down, it's Katherine Steinle. It really seems difficult to prove intentional murder.
The lead defense attorney, Matt Gonzalez, has said several times that this shot missed Katherine Steinle by 78 feet. Initially, that the target, if there was a target, was basically the concrete pier.
Now, the reason that we're talking about this and why it's so important about this intent is because, as we've, you know, said before on the show, this case has really captured the imagination of people who are against sanctuary cities and sanctuary city policies. Do we have any idea of which way the jury looks like it's going?
I can't read the jury on this. I think that it doesn't really matter in terms of criminal law what somebody's immigration status is. It boils down to, did he mean to kill somebody when he was on Pier 14 that day, or was this, as the defense portrays it, some kind of freakish, tragic accident that made its way to sort of the national consciousness?
And when we get that verdict, we will bring you that update. Alex Emsley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.